You're listening to the Displaying Grace podcast, where we equip and encourage women to thrive in their walk with Jesus every day. We're your hosts, Michelle and Jessica. So grab your coffee and your Bible and let's follow him together. Hey, everybody. Michelle here. Welcome back to the Displaying Grace podcast, the regular podcast. If you have not heard, we do have a daily podcast to go along with our Bible reading plan. It's nice to be back and kicking off a new season of the Displaying Grace podcast. And maybe you are noticing that I am alone today. And I do miss Jessica a great deal. And if she is listening, I just want to encourage all of you to pray for her, to pray for her family. While quarantine is hard, they are also facing the loss of her father-in-law. And so I just ask that you pray for her husband and their family as they walk through this difficult time. And soon we will have her back on the podcast and we will be cracking jokes and laughing before long. But I wanted to jump in and kick off a new season of the podcast because I just felt like the Lord was putting it on my heart to do so and just share some things that have been on my heart and mind as we have entered into this crazy season. And if I hear the word unprecedented one more time, I might break my phone. But this is a crazy season. There's no doubt about it. And we are getting new information day by day. And I know and can safely say that I have never experienced anything like this. And I can safely say that neither have you. And so suddenly God has leveled us all on the same playing field. Whether you are a famous movie star or a stay-at-home mom, we are all in the same place right now. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I think it's just really been interesting to see what God is doing in all of this. And I wanted to share some thoughts that I had on that with you all, and maybe just encourage you a little bit, because this season has felt, it's only been like a week and a half. It's felt really up and down. It's felt very dark at times. I think I've battled all the feelings and all the emotions that come with something like this. And I know that you have too. Because I've talked to so many of you who are feeling the same way that I am. And I really think and truly believe that God is doing something profound in this. He is going to do something incredible here. And I really feel like God has stripped away all of our regular excuses. You know, looking around and just seeing in general how things are closed, stores are closed, schools are closed, businesses are closed. You can't even get Amazon Prime delivery in 2 days anymore. Now it's a month before you can receive items from Amazon. There's so many things that are just being taken away from us, things that we viewed as so incredibly important, things that even maybe we viewed as idols in our lives. And I say that cautiously, because I know there are people who are hurting, who have lost their jobs because of this. And I want you to know that you are prayed for every day. Every single day you are prayed for. I believe God's going to come through. And I don't know that it will be in a way that we expect. I don't know what it looks like ultimately, but I do believe that God is allowing this season for a reason. And I did not mean for that to rhyme. He's allowing this to happen for a reason. And I think we all have to get real serious, really quick, and ask God what that is for us. And maybe it's you haven't spent time quietly with the Lord in a long time. Maybe it's a a season of cleaning out some things in your life that have overtaken and have robbed you of time with the Lord. Or maybe it's God trying to root out things in our lives that are taking away from Him, or who, or things that have become more important than Him. And for me personally, I keep thinking about how we've been brought back to this almost simple place, this simple place of being with our people and being stuck in our house with our families. And stuck isn't the right word. We've been given a gift of being with our people. No, it is not easy. And there will be hard days, especially if you have found yourself thrust into homeschooling for the first time, whether you are dealing with, but you and your husband working from home together and having to navigate what that looks like. There are a lot of unknown factors. But I kept thinking about this one piece, all of these things being stripped away. What does God want to make room for in your life? If He's removing all of these things, that He wants to make room for something, and I promise you, it's Him. He wants to make room in your life for Him, because He wants to do something in you. He wants to reveal something to you. And the only way that that can happen is if God removes some things from our lives. Will they be easy things? No. But they will be beneficial in the long run. And I really believe that to be true. And I've really thought about that a lot here lately. Even for me personally, I already worked from home. We already homeschooled. But now we don't have church. And church is our ministry. It is what we do as our family. And we're navigating what all of that looks like. And a lot of things have changed in essence. I mean, there's still this weighty, overwhelming feeling that lingers in the air. Whether you have homeschooled forever or you find yourself newly homeschooling, there's just this weight in the air. And I don't want us to be so overwhelmed and so fearful that we fail to see what God is doing right in front of our faces. And I think there are some ways that we can really do that. We can slow down. We can ask God to show up and to show us what it is that He has for us to learn from all of this. We can choose to be very present in our homes and with our families. Even when it's hard, we can choose to be very present. When we feel like we can't do things, then we need to rely on God to supply the wisdom that we need to get it done. I think there's just so many things that we can be doing with the stripping away that's happening around us. And I heard a friend of mine on Facebook talk about Anne Frank and how they were, in essence, in quarantine for 2 years. But for them, it was totally different. They couldn't step outside. They had to be silent. They feared for their lives when they hid from the Nazis. That was hard. For them, that was hard. But for a lot of us, this isn't hard. This isn't truly hard. There are harder things. If you've lost your job because of this, this is a hard thing. If you are facing financial struggle to feed your family, that is a hard thing. But for the majority of us who have the absolute gift of being able to stay home and work from home and keep our jobs and care for our children, this isn't hard. Losing Amazon Prime is not hard. Losing extracurricular activities is not hard. Sure, there will be disappointments. The disappointments of missing graduations and parties and things that are we find important, those are disappointing, but they're not hard. And I think we have to really alter our perspective as believers and see what God is doing in the midst of all of this. And it allows us to step out of our selfishness and to step out of ourselves for a second and really see how God is moving and how God is working. And there are people, and even us, even our family, we may face hardships of job loss or whatever may come from all of this. But right now, this isn't hard. This is a beautiful gift that we've been given to spend time with our families, to do things that we've put off because we haven't had time to do them, to get up in the morning and drink that coffee and be in the Word and pray like we have never prayed. There is so much opportunity here to be the hands and feet of Jesus to those who need it, to bless those who are really hurting and who are really facing struggle and difficulty because of all of this. There's so much that God is doing. And so I challenge you to really stop and look and listen and think about what is God doing in the midst of all of this? And how can I help? How can I, what can I do? Or what is God wanting to do in me in all of this? And, maybe you feel like the only thing you can do is pray. That's great. Pray. Pray like you have never prayed. Pray for the children who are out of school and need food, that their needs would be met in Jesus' name. Pray for those who are immune compromised and the elderly. Pray for their protection against sickness. Pray for healing if they do get sick. There's so many things that we can be doing right now. For those who have lost their job, pray for them. Help them find one. If you have heard of a job opportunity, help them find another job. We can be the hands and feet of Jesus in this. We can do something. So I challenge you to look past the temporary circumstance and seek to see what God is doing in the right now of your life. And I just challenge you, if you have not started a Bible study during this time, we are doing the Bible reading plan and we are getting ready to kick off the book of Esther. And I think it's aptly timed and perfect for what we are walking through right now. And so I encourage you to join us. I will put all of those links in the show notes. So until next time, just know that I'm praying for you. And that we are going to get through this together.